it feels weird that it's December 21st and we're still talking about earnings. I guess earnings season never ends now. Nike was out after the close yesterday, and the shares are up 5%. You can see here earnings per share beating by 20 cents, and you can see revenue coming in ahead of estimates as well. It's interesting if you drill down in here a little bit, Brian Sozzi. Last quarter, China really torpedoed the results. And they didn't do great in China this quarter either. China sales were down by 20%, but North America sales were up by 12%. And we were looking there at the earnings per share. Gross margins actually improved 2.8 percentage points to 45.9%. And the company says in this quarter, gross margins going to expand another 1.5 percentage points. So all of that helping, I guess, cushion the blow of that continued weakness in China.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Julie, but usually when Nike reports, that means the start of the next earnings season, and
no.
it's coming up. It's coming up very quickly. It just refuses to end. But I did like a couple things from this Nike report, and to your point, again, I would say this is the second straight quarter of weakness in China for Nike. In large part because they just can't get enough sneakers into that market. They noted because of supply chain challenges out of Vietnam, they came up short 130 million pairs of sneakers because of those Vietnam closures that we saw over the summer because of COVID. But again, I know Nike is probably disappointed in China. They tried to have a brave face on the earnings call last night. They're also dealing with a lot of, I think, focus on nationalism in China that has seen a shift into some other sneaker brands that are more China-based or that have come from China. But nonetheless, to see margins up 280 basis points, as you mentioned, Julie, gross margins, that is certainly a good thing. Also, you know, I think they don't get enough credit for what they're doing in terms of digital, noting 79 million engaged members on their app. That is huge. I know a lot of other retailers would love to have that number. And then anecdotally, noting the holiday season has been going pretty well, which has me thinking, you know, many other retailers might be sitting on some somewhat decent holiday results.
Yeah, in terms of their digital business, it's 40% of their total sales now is direct sales, which is incredible to me for a company of Nike size that also has so many retail channels, right? That 40% of their sales are coming directly, and that direct business was up 9%. One thing I do want to mention, though, when we're talking about the manufacturing in Vietnam is, it's interesting to me, here we are going into another wave. And the problem is that people who were working in their factories in Vietnam, they weren't coming to work. They were going out into the countryside. They were trying to get away from crowded conditions. And the company has said that absenteeism is improving. People are coming back to work. But what happens now with another wave that is tearing through the U.S. and tearing across the globe? You have to think that there are going to be more disruptions there, right?
You do. You have to think that. And again, I think I'm surprised that Nike came out and with any form of guidance reiterated their full year sales outlook for, I believe, low single digit percentage. But still, you know, I think it brings up a bigger question here, not just with Nike companies by and large. You know, should they even come out with outlooks when they report earnings in a couple weeks if we continue to lead into this volatile market outlook next year? But again, it's a problem for Nike and many other retailers because all these supply chains remain overseas. Nike's not making sneakers in this country. They can't.
Well, in terms of outlook, though, you can't win. If you don't come out with one, then the stock goes down because you don't come out with one. So I guess the idea is just to give pretty consistently updated guidance, I suppose, for investors.